presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Well, good morning. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Morning.
Topic for today. You only get to drink one drink for the rest of your life besides water. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you get to pick the one other thing besides water that you get to drink. What is it? Now, again, we've been talking about, you really got to think big picture on this because, you know, could you give up coffee for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
A lot of people, they got to have that cup of joe. Me, I always got to have my energy drink in the morning.
It's like you got to choose something for all, you know, every time of the day.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm going to change mine.
What, you going to change yours?
I'm going to change
after
it.
Your brilliant one before, gin and juice, you idiot.
I'm going to change it to Fireball.
Oh, God, what is wrong with you? No, you make terrible life choices, Hunter. It's crazy when you think about it. We got a lot of great comments on our post.
Well, what would you choose? You haven't chose anything.
Mine? It's very simple. A tall, cool Miller Lite.
Miller
Lite. I beer. And see, now, if we want to go outside the realms, maybe, okay, if you say beer, can you have any kind of beer?
Yeah.
But again, that's tough. That's tough. But I will say, after a hard day's work, nothing better than a cold, frosty beer.
That's very true.
Think about being on the lake, having a nice cold beer, you know?
So you're a type of guy who could wake up in the morning and crack a beer.
I do every day.
Yes.
Every day, Hunter. Yes.
That's what it is.
Because think about that. Think about you're doing day drinking, right? Which, by the way, if you don't know what day drinking, it's a beautiful thing where you start your day with a beer and you end your day passed out. but think about that. Cracking open an ice cold beer. You want to do a shot of Fireball in the morning?
That would be pretty rough.
Rinse out
your
mouth.
Day going,
that's
though.
True. That's true. Hooey.
God, you smell like booze.
Kiki said Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys.
She does love
that
her Bloody Marys.
That is probably the worst answer.
That's terrible. I don't know.
You like Bloody Marys?
No, God, no.
It's terrible.
Why would I want to down a gallon of fruit juice with
it's not even fruit.
Vegetables. Yeah.
I guess tomatoes is fruit, right?
I think it is a fruit, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Tomato juice, though. Come on.
Let's see. Adam Udall said, I'd have to go with a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. And there you go. Jenny Dudley, Sun Tea. Not bad.
Sun Tea.
Nice Sun Tea. Claire said, OJ all the way. I think she just wanted to rhyme. okay, this one I do want to address. Karen Baker, McDonald's Fountain Coke. They do have the best Fountain Coke.
They do.
Now, with that said, though, if you're a person that goes through the drive-thru and just gets a drink, you deserve to be punched in the neck. That drives me. When I'm in line and oh, my God. And someone pulls up and someone's in front of me and I just see them hand out the drink and then they take off. I'm like, you lazy son of a bitch. Go to the convenience store. Get out of your car. Oh, it makes me so
though,
mad.
You can't though, bro, because you got to admit, the McDonald's fountain drinks are just absolutely top-notch, man.
It is, but you bastard. Using up a spot in line just to get the drink, I hate you. I hate you and I hate everything you're about. Let's go to the phones. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. WIRX.
Dude, the answer is obviously coffee.
Coffee? But think about this, though. On a hot day, you're sick of water, you got to pound coffee down?
Yeah.
No, think about it. Coffee, you can drink iced coffee.
That's true.
Coffee's really versatile. You put a bunch of cream in it, and then you pour it in your cereal.
Jesus.
You drink iced coffee when it's hot. You can change all these different flavors.
That's actually good.
Not a bad answer. I like it.
I didn't put that in the stipulation of the rule, but I do want to say, though, that means no more booze. No.
What if you drink Irish coffee?
No, that does not count.
You didn't say that. You didn't say there was no, couldn't put anything in it.
Damn you.
You said coffee.
Remind,
no additives?
Remind me to hire you to read all my contracts, because apparently you find every single loophole out there.
You didn't say no additives.
Oh, all right. Okay, you can have Irish coffee. You win.
But that's it.
Coffee's it, man.
But that's it. All right, good answer.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Sneaky. That lady's sneaky.
She manipulated us.
Well, thank you, everyone, for the input. If you want to call in, we'll still be taking calls. Check out the post. There's some really funny answers at WIRX.com. Also on our Facebook page. We'll be back.